believe I texted you. Tuesday can't come fast enough. Cut to me balancing on the wall. I was like, sorry, I'm fasting.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Cotty and I decided, I don't know why enough time passes and we think that this is a good idea. So enough time goes by and Cotty and I then convince ourselves once again that Prolon is just a great idea for us.
For the cellular rejuvenation, of course. And it's always like 6 days out. So we're like, I think.
And then I feel like we go extra ham leading up to it. And then we're like,
oh, I was like eating ice cream all day yesterday.
We're like, we better stock up.
I'll be on Prolon tomorrow.
No, but then that makes it worse. That's like the worst transition, A. And B, in theory, so the cellular rejuvenation that it claims that it totes, which I'm sure is true, you'd probably get from just straight fasting.
Just eating. I'd rather.
No, like if you were like legit fasting, just water.
I'd rather do a water fast once a week for one day rather than 5 days of that purgatory.
I'm to the point now where we've talked so much about Prolon over the years. I did it once. I think I did on the fifth day, on the evening of the fifth day, I had like a normal dinner. But that first time I did it, I basically did a full, it was like basically a full 5 days with no alcohol, no, maybe some protein in between, like maybe like tuna or chicken or something, like very, very lean protein. But I really stuck to it. And then ever since then, I've been buying the kits and maybe doing 1 or 2 days. And so because you gave me what you told me was a full kit and it wasn't, actually, I'm glad because then it made me go into the backstock ridiculousness that I have. Yeah. I'm going to send you this picture. See, nothing's going my way today. So
I think you're doing great compared to me.
I just don't think it's a good idea. Is the moral of my story.
No shit. Do you know how many boxes I have with day one missing?
I don't even finish the day. The problem, there's so many problems with it. It doesn't just boil down to willpower.
No.
It's actually like torture. And I think even if you did a full 5 days, let's say, okay, and you white knuckled it and got through it, and it says that it reverses your biological age by like up to 5 years, right? Okay, let's just say that, right? Whatever, fine.
Great, now I'm at 50.
No, but you're not living like that. You're not living like that. So how long does that cellular rejuvenation actually last, in theory? You know what I mean?
How long would someone have to tell you it lasts for it to be worth it? For me, it'd have to be like 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
If you told me it was 3, I'd be like, no, go fuck yourself.
Totally.
No.
That's all. I sent you this today. This is a very whittled down photo of all the L drinks. So, by the way, a normal kit comes with 5 of those. No, 4 of those. And that's how many I have. And I've already thrown so many away.
That's crazy. Why do you keep the liquids?
I'm not. I gave you half. I threw the rest away. I'm never doing this again. Do you want to know what's even more sick?
What?
That 2 days ago when they were doing Memorial Day specials, I was like, should I buy another kit?
How many day fives do you have on that table?
There's not even a full day 5 because I've fleeced the crackers and the like olives and stuff out of there. But this time, I don't know if it's just that I'm over it and my threshold, I'm like just not going to torture myself like that, or the fact that they're like 5 years expired. But the crackers taste like gasoline. There was the soup, like at one point I enjoyed some of the soups. It wasn't the soup. It was the L bar. The nut bar tasted
mine was wet.
Like chemically and just plasticky. And then the crackers tasted like gasoline. I don't know. So I'm pretty much over it. I'm not even sure I'm going to make it through the night.
I already quit. I've had soup and eggs already.
Eggs?
I told you I had an egg.
Oh, I thought last night.
When I told you I was light. I got to work at 8:45 and I was like, I'm lightheaded. I was like, my bar was wet. She's like, mine was old.
I think it's doing more harm than good.
I asked ChatGPT about Prolon and the effects long term, and it said that you need to do it every few months to see the longevity of it.
Yes, that is true. I knew that.
Just now?
Yeah.
You asked it?
ChatGPT, yeah. So even doing it just once, it's not worth
it. It's a good start, but...
It's a good start,
you have to do it once every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just... It's... I'm telling you, it's beyond just eating clean and it's not eating. Not eating is something else. It's
so good for you.
I know. Is it just fasting?
Yeah.
I mean, when I told my mom that I had a high calcium score, she was like, I would just not eat for a week. I was like, Mom, what is that? The solution? That actually has nothing to do with it. But why is it so? Is fasting, can we ask ChatGPT if fasting is the best thing you can do for your health?
Well, it kills off cancer cells. It kills off all the bad, abnormal cells.
Great.
It said that fasting can be one of the most powerful tools for improving health, but calling it the best depends on your body, your goals, and your overall lifestyle.
Fasting, ChatGPT, for considering me.
It can reduce inflammation, improve insulin sensitivity and blood sugar control, cellular cleanup, fat loss, lowered risk of chronic diseases, and mental clarity. But it's not a magic pill.
Hey, hormone. Hey, Halston.
Hormone.
Hey, hormone. Hey, Halston.
Hey.
Will you click on hormonal balance through fasting on the right? Can we just change their names to Hormone and Sister Christian? Fasting. Oh, it's insulin. Like, no. I want, like...
Oh, diabetic risk. So, essentially... And I'm sure that they've said this in their literature, but Prolon is basically fasting, and they figured out how to give you as much calories.
Mimics fasting.
Yeah. They want to give you something to eat. Like they're trying to make it as easy to not
it's
eat anything.
Tricking your brain.
But is it almost easier to not eat anything? I don't know. I'm confused. I don't think.
You had a duck leg before you came here.
I was leaving the house and I was like doing pretty good. And I saw like Peking duck in the fridge and I grabbed a leg and I was like, okay. And then my neighbor drove by and stopped and I was like, because my garage was open. She's like, Sam? I'm like, oh God, I shouldn't be doing this.
Sorry. Well. I called Samantha today. I don't know. Is it like, is the Mercury in retrograde? Is something going on? Because I feel like you and I are falling apart this month. I was like really strong for you last week. And now this is my week where I'm like, Sam, I'm lightheaded.
But I think you're taking me with you. Because now the more you talk about it, the more my hands and feet are like sweating. Yeah. At least we can laugh about it.
And I go, I am so light. And she's like, you're fine. Stop it. You're not dying. You're fine. You're fine.
I'm like, am I lightheaded?
And she goes, can you stop? I'm getting lightheaded.
You were saying you were dizzy. My hands are kind of clammy.
I don't
are yours? Saying, yes. Is it from the Prolon?
No, man. How do you feel yours?
They're like clammy.
My back's wet.
I have anxiety.
I do too. And I don't know why.
Moral of the story is, if you're someone who can fast, I think...
Knock yourself out.
Well, obviously, there's a world world of benefits that come with that. I don't know that I would say Prolon makes it that much easier. I guess that's the moral of the story. I've never been one to fast. I've never really fasted. Even on, like...
I've downloaded, like, all
Rosh
the
Hashanah.
Apps.
Yeah. Is it Rosh Hashanah? I'm such a good Jew.
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Thanks, Catholic.
I don't know.
Thanks, my little Catholic friend. Anyways, I don't fast. I don't do it for religious reasons, and I don't do it because I can't do it. Are we losers that we can't do it?
You know that clinic? Do you remember watching all those docs of the clinics, the water clinics, where you go 30 days and you just survive off water?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I swear to God. Oh, they're these like detox rehab 30 clinics?
30 days seems too long.
No, 30 days, just a water cleanse for 30 days. And
are you like, do you lose 50 pounds?
Yeah. And like cancer's healed, everything. It's wild. I think it was an HBO doc, 30 day water cleanse. So someone died actually, but it wasn't because he was just drinking water. It was because he checked out. He checked out after 30 days and went to a hotel and he fell down a flight of stairs, I think. Yeah. So anyway, there's these clinics.
40-day fast.
Yeah. So all you do, everyone's sitting around in chairs and like hoodies and blankets because you're so cold. And just sipping on water all day.
Do they drink waters with minerals? Because only water, it's like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd be like robbed of all of your electrolytes and things.
I'm sure they do. I mean, if it's a water clinic, I'm sure it's like hyped up water, right?
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The healer within?
I don't know. Maybe. It's been a while. But it's wild.
A wealth of information over here.
No, but this woman went in and she had both her sisters died. And she had high cholesterol, high blood pressure, the start of cancer. And so she was like, this is all I can do. Like, because it's supposed to reverse all this within 30 days. And sure enough, like, I don't know how she's doing now, but like, she didn't lose as much weight as I thought she would have lost. Like 30 days on water, I think you'd lose like 100 pounds. I guess 30 pounds is a lot.
Well, that's why maybe GLP-1s are the answer, because essentially you're like just barely eating.
Barely eating.
But I guess your body is meant to eat much less than it does. I mean, how is it?
Look at this guy. Oh, this is water cleanse. This is amazing. Oh my God. Look at him. Day 9. Day 11. I just feel like his tan is changing. Like, first of all, he looked good to go in.
Yeah.
Wow, he lost that much weight. But
it's just day 20.
Like, and then at the end of it, on the last day, they all feast together. A lot of startup companies do that too, I think. Like, where the owner likes to fast. There's one startup company I remember.
Look at how old they look.
They look really fucking old, to be honest. Look at how old they look. I bet they're like 22.
Why is this? That looks like torture. They look like they've been.
They look like POWs.
Yes. They look like refugees. Like this is not. This is not like.
They look like my dad when he was in the boat coming to the Philippines to go to America.
Oh my God. Why'd you look at me when I said refugees? Are you not allowed to? Can I say refugees without getting canceled?
Yes. I think so.
Wait, your dad really? There's pictures of your dad?
He was really skinny. And then my grandpa was this prisoner of war too. And my mom was like, when he came back, he was like skinny as a stick.
Jesus.
He was there for 8 years. You're
like, is your mom like skinny like you?
She used to be. And then she got pregnant. Held on to that weight.
I also feel like your culture eats pretty clean.
Yeah. And then they do a lot of like farm work too. So they're very active paired with that.
See, idle hands. So the devil's idle workshop. My feet are hot. Let's talk about something else. But I think the day has come. The day has finally come where I'm never going to say yes. I'm never going to pretend that I can do it.
I think we should fast, though. No, not like a crazy, like 16-8, super easy.
What's that?
16 hours not eating, 8 hours eating.
Oh, like an intermittent thing?
Yeah. Is that as good for you as straight fasting?
If you keep it up, if you do it every day.
My brother lost a lot of weight doing that.
You can lose a ton of weight.
I could do that. I mean, I already sort of push. I mean, not 16. That's kind of intense, but I could do that.
You could do that. If you'd
can
start
we Google, is intermittent fasting as beneficial count. As regular fasting?
Coffee doesn't count.
Yeah, but you have to stop drinking coffee at a certain hour. Otherwise, you'll be up all night.
I'm not going to drink it at night. No, I'm saying I can start my day. Like, I can live off coffee until noon. I had dinner years ago with one of Mike's friends, and he has anxiety. And we were eating dinner, and he's like, yeah, I don't drink anymore. It's like, why? He's like, I hit this year of my life, and I was taking antidepressants. He's like, I was like, my anxiety just, like, I couldn't figure out why it was still there and why it wouldn't go away. And he's like, and then I stopped drinking. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it is night and day. He's like, it's gone. And I'm like, fuck, I did not want to hear that. I did not want to hear that years ago.
Oh. And was it pretty easy for him? He doesn't drink.
No.
Is this someone I know?
Mm-mm. No. But also I'm like, then you must not have been a heavy drinker. You're just like, nah, don't drink anymore. Like,
Well, I do think in a certain, you know, your body changes like as you age. And I think at a certain point, you're probably
like some people, I think you're addicted to something. Like for me, I could be like, yeah, I don't smoke weed anymore. Like I don't like, I could give that up today.
Yeah.
Never think twice about it.
Yeah. And there was a time where I couldn't imagine
life
not,
without it.
Not wanting to smoke weed because I liked weed.
Yeah. But now I'm like, take it away. I don't really care if I ever see it again.
Isn't that nice?
I wish I felt that way about alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Or food.
Or food.
Take it all.
Yeah, just take it.
Take it all away. I would rather not drink alcohol than someone tell me I have to fast. If somebody said you can either drink alcohol and fast.
Fuck that.
What?
I will fast all week.
You will?
Hell yeah.
Well, I guess you're still getting calories from alcohol if someone let you drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I like the 16-8.
Yeah.
Because if you start at noon, you can still have your cocktail, get to bed, have a tea. It was healthy.
I think I would rather not drink alcohol and then someone making me fast for extended periods of time.
That's wild. Not me.
But I bet you get into after a few days or maybe, I don't know, I would never do more than 5 days. Even 5 days seems extreme, but you probably get to a place where, I mean, you hear people, they're like, day three, day four, I wasn't hungry.
I felt euphoric. You know. I'm like,
If by lightheaded, you mean, if by euphoric, you mean lightheaded.
Euphoria feels like you're going to pass out on the corner of a piece of wood furniture. I feel euphoric. I was like, oh God.
I don't know. I just, this is it for me. We have intermittently convinced ourselves.
Sorry, I'm fasting. And they're like, oh God, how long has it been? I was like, I just started. It's been 48 minutes.
I know.
They're like, but, okay, well, but it's not your blood sugar then.
Leading up to it, when you and I are like, okay, come Tuesday, we're like fully on thing. We're like, we're going to go and we're going to do it. And then like leading up to it, you're like, Tuesday, all my prayers will be answered.
I believe I texted you, Tuesday can't come fast enough. Cut to me balancing on the wall. I was like, sorry, I'm fasting.
It does. I feel like I've been tortured, and it hasn't even been a full 24 hours.
It can't come fast enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done with that cleanse.
I'm never doing it again. Can you imagine if I actually, like, it wasn't enough of a Memorial Day discount for me to buy it, but I was like, I'm going to buy a fresh kit.
Oh, God.
The fact that I've stored that much for this long is also disturbing.
Throw it out.
Well, I brought you half of it.
It's not even going to get my car.
You should see the back of...
If you brought me any of the algae pills, they're going in the trash.
It hurts my stomach. Why did I do that? Well, I brought you the box, the weirdo, like, half-contrived box that you sent to me on Friday.
Oh, God. I'm sweating.
I'm, like, cold sweating. I'm like, I'm...
thank God I saw you today.
Well, the last thing, well, maybe not the last thing, but what else I'll say is anything that restrictive for my personality type then makes me want to like go ham.
Me
like,
too.
Like it's not like it's actually probably worse for me because even if I did the 5 days, I would go off the fucking chains day six. Like, hold on, literally.
Can we just have like truths? All truth right now.
What? Do you think we're going to get sick from eating the old stuff? I feel weird.
You know what's even grosser is that those Prolon boxes were like stored in our house during construction. Hold on. Have you really only cheated with a duck leg today?
Yeah. Just kidding.
No, really? What did you eat?
What did you eat? Other things.
What did you eat? I knew you ate. When I was talking to you, I was chewing on stuff.
And I
was
like, I still feel tortured.
I've had a nut bar, two hard-boiled eggs, a sugar cookie, pozole.
Sweet other than a Coke Zero.
I had a Diet Coke too, I forgot. I'm so hot.
I think your guys' Prolon fermented.
I'm sweating.
I'm like cold hot. I'm like hot cold.
My blood sugar
just pushes into menopause. Shit out of my house.
Will you read?
Barely. I didn't have a sugar cookie. I just had a Peking duck.
Feel my hands.
Mine too. Mine too. Oh, why?
I don't know.
So then Cuddy also sent me this thing, tanner, self-tanner that you drink. Have you seen this?
Have you seen the drops?
So it's self tanner that drops that it looks like a supplement that you.
I'll tell you what it's called. It's wild
that you drink, and then with each day you get darker and darker, which concerns me. Concerns me.
Oh my god!
Would you do that? It's scary.
No. What is it doing? Like chemically to your body?
Can you Google self tanner edible self tanner?
I mean, that's what it is, right? Edible drops. Yeah, that's what it is. Sorrel.
Uh-huh.
Sorrel. Yeah. Oh, look at this. I don't know.
$70.
I don't feel like I should tan from the inside out. There's something that just seems off.
Why not?
I love how the ease of it.
Well, that one girl looked like she was Brazilian.
She looked.
Okay.
She's putting it in her water. I'd go straight. No.
Sorrel enhances melanin production. What else is it doing? What else is it doing inside there? Giving you a.
Oh my God. She looks great.
No streaks, no orange.
I will say. It's the deoxyhydroacetone, which reacts with the amino acids on the skin surface to create temporary brown color. So it's just temporarily like.
No, it's temporary, of course.
Yeah.
But you're not spraying.
No, it's what I think what it does is that DHA chemical is reacting with the amino acids like in your skin.
That seems scary. Does it not?
It does seem scary.
It doesn't seem safe.
So how many days does it take?
Asking for a friend.
Okay.
I would totally have a reaction to this much stuff. I'd be like, it's definitely my Sorrel.
So the beta carotene is what's doing it? I don't know. Nicotinamide? Is that nicotine? I just am scared by this.
Of course.
I just bought.
There's biotin in it.
So I when I get a spray tan, I let them spray my face. Like
obviously.
But I like when if I do my whole body twice, I'll do my face once, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is now, like, because I have like age spots, like little dry spots, like you can kind of see.
Oh, yeah.
It'll grab like the color and look like liver spots. Whereas like normal day, they're you can't even see them because they're not like, it's not like melasma.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, oh my.
That's scary.
No more eating. That's what I looked like in college.
Oh, why? If you eat like a lot of carrots, you can get like that?
I think so. I worked with a guy that ate a lot of carrots and he looked like that.
I would be so terrified at night. I'm like, I'm tan because I drank some elixir.
We are not good candidates for
anyway,
this
product. Anyway, so when my tanner does it to me, I look a little like olive. It's nice. It's like has a purple undertone. And anytime I try to use a spray or a lotion, it turns orange. In fact, I did it like 3 days ago and I still feel like my color is off. I use that Isle of Paradise or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Oh, I probably use that.
I don't, for me, the color isn't good. But a lot of people love it.
Never used it. I don't have anything. I brought the Saint Tropez, the drops you're supposed to put in your moisturizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, no, I can't wait for this slow burn down.
Yeah. Like, what point are you doing that? At night before you wake up in the morning?
Like, every night for like 9 days until you see like some color.
Oh, well, some of them, like the gradual ones, are so subtle.
They're stupid.
I don't know. But when I get a good one from the tanner, I'm like, ugh, I wish
I look it like even this every day.
It evens out everything.
Yeah.
More than it is about being tan, right? It just evens out.
What is the world's best self-tanner?
There isn't.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, you know which one I've been seeing on Amazon, and I want to know if anyone knows about.
We're stepping into self-tanning season.
Has anyone heard of Norvell?
Norvell.
Tan, yeah. It's like $50 for a spray tan.
Wait, what do you mean?
This brand. Have you heard of this brand?
No, but you do it at home?
I haven't, but I've been researching tanners, good tanners, and this one keeps coming up.
No, I need more of a before and after than that.
Still slightly orange.
Yeah, they're all orange. I mean, I'd be fine with that color, though. Oh, I'd be good with that one. So this is pretty good.
I believe they sell to
bodybuilders?
No, professional, like, tanner, spray tanners.
Oh, okay.
Like, the solution. I think they sell the solution.
Oh, okay.
But they're also doing user-friendly at home.
Well, the woman that did my spray tan, I told you she used the powder. Such a game changer.
The powder.
She put baby powder on me afterwards.
Yeah, so does mine.
Yeah, that was new for me.
Wait, what does the baby powder do?
It dries.
It prevents all the creasing. Is that you? It prevents all the creasing or like the underarm from, like, you know, rubbing. And then
it dries you off. Like, it just dries it, so it's not sticky.
It dries all the, yeah. Oh, yeah, because she blew it on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Have you ever spray tanned?
No, I've never tanned.
I feel like you don't need to, but I think you would be fun. You'd look good with one.
I'm just so pale already. I'm like, I feel like it's a big difference.
You could do a, she'd look good with one.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like translucent.
Do Asian people typically spray tan?
No.
Seems odd.
I'm translucent.
Why does it seem odd?
I don't know, to see like orange.
I think so. I can't envision myself being like orange.
No, but when it's good, it's not orange. It's
yeah, the girl
all
that
of the,
Caroline
like,
sent
there's
to
like
me.
A green or purple base or something.
Yeah. Wait, I saw this thing on Instagram today, and I don't know if it's like a hoax or it's been around for a while, but it's like this lighthouse, and it's like the salary to work in the lighthouse is $3.6 million. But all you have to do is turn on the switch every year. What? But the conditions are so harsh in the ocean and like it's so isolating that no one will do it.
Wait, what? Which lighthouse? A lighthouse operator, also known as a keeper, is responsible for maintaining the lighthouse functionality and ensuring safety for maritime navigation. Their duties include routine maintenance, operating the light, and responding to emergencies like storms and shipwrecks. Additionally, they may provide tours, manage gift shops, and assist with search and rescue efforts.
Do they go to the bathroom up there? Do they have a bed? It's crazy.
Do they live in the lighthouse, Sandra?
I think so. I think you have to turn on the light and then turn it off.
And deal with all the ghosts.
Seriously. They're loaded, I bet.
Totally. They're like, you also have to be cool with ghosts.
Isn't that wild? Would you do it for 1 year for $3.6 million?
No.
You wouldn't?
But, no.
What,
I'm not,
what would
not,
be
not gonna
price?
See my kids?
What would be your price?
No, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm just saying.
There is no price.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
If someone said for $80 million, just 1 year, you're going to miss just 1 year. That's it. And then your family can have generational wealth.
I would.
I would too.
Listen, time is money. Like, you will never get that year back. There are really wealthy people in the world that would pay $80 million for a year.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what Duran's number would be. I bet Duran would do it for $80 million.
I don't think so. What do you mean? Full isolation? Like, no calling, no FaceTime, no, like, none
no,
of that?
No, you can FaceTime. You can do anything a lighthouse manager can do. And you can spend big holidays with your family, but you have to go back at night.
Look, she's sweetening the deal.
Duties of a life hit.
Why is there not like a trade-off? Are there multiple people that can, like, you know, do different shifts? This is a very obscure topic. I've known nothing about this.
I don't know. That's a really good point. They're like, can't find anyone to fill our lighthouse.
Yeah. They're like, well, you can't split this
job
with anyone.
Where did I put that? Look at this. This is the post I found. where I was like, huh. Oh, and it tells you the lighthouse. Here we go.
Is it the Lighthouse of Alexandria?
Yes, that's the one. So this is the lighthouse. And I guess the salary is $3.6 million per year. Easy. All you have to do is put on a fucking switch and just be scared out of your mind every
night. What
are you
talking about? You have to like do the gardens and do the cleaning and help with the gift shop.
No, this one's in the middle of the ocean. No. Okay. Despite its $3.6 million a year salary, no one is willing to work this lighthouse due to the extreme isolation and harsh conditions. Okay. So you're not going out for high holidays on this one.
Okay. Also, why can't they remotely turn that light on?
Very good point. Like, why are they wasting $3 million on putting a body in that lighthouse just to flip a switch? Okay. Also, constructed around 280 BCE. It was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world and served as the beacon for sailors guiding them into the harbor of Alexandria. Before it was damaged by earthquakes. So does anybody work in there? How to apply? Oh my God. 3.5. Okay, so the job to maintain this would offer a very high salary, estimated at $3.6 million per year. This comes with the caveat of being extremely isolated, facing harsh
weather,
and only having minimal outside contact. Like, why? The job is extremely remote, requiring the keeper to be completely alone for weeks at a time. Weather conditions are brutal. Jesus. And the potential for strong storms and high waves. Outside contact is limited, but biannual check-ins. What does that mean, biannual?
Twice a year?
Twice a year.
Oh, my God. The photos of the Pharos of Alexandria.
This is going to give me a panic attack just thinking about
that. Not a functioning lighthouse with a keeper. There is no job. Oh.
Apparently, lighthouse keepers went mad because of the prolonged exposure to mercury.
Where?
The mercury was used to help rotate the lighthouse lenses.
Oh. Oh, my God. I can't believe
is that all?
I can't believe you wouldn't do that for $80 million.
What a sweet little lullaby of a story.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wayne? Garth? Party on.
Would you work in one for $80 million? You would, right?
Yeah.
Halston, would you do it for $80 million?
Even if you were exposed to mercury?
No.
You wouldn't?
Thank you, Halston.
What about Sister Christian?
For how long?
One year.
Just 1 year.
No.
Thank you, Halston.
I think it's because I'm younger. I'm like, I'm still in my mid-20s. I still have another year of mid-20s.
Halston and I are together
on
this.
You could take one vice up there with you. What would it be? Cigarettes? Weed or alcohol?
I think I'd take weed.
I'd just smoke in my lighthouse.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
I can't.
How long until my biannual?
Your best friend's a ghost.
Eating crickets, smoking sex.
God, that sounds horrible. Like, how archaic. Are we not more advanced than having...
another thing. Would you bring jeans?
Nope. What would you bring?
I'd bring stretchy clothes. Fuck it, I'd just bring underwear. It's a lighthouse.
It looks cold.
Would you bring any of your designer shoes or just like
a pair of shoes? As if. Some Chanel belt.
I was looking up like lighthouse job and they were like, there's lots of benefits to a lighthouse job, including housing.
What? Housing? Duh.
In the lighthouse.
Well, why don't they just turn on the switch?
And then I went on Reddit just now and it was like, well, I don't see the like why light keepers are like a thing now because everything's automated. So everything is automated, I guess.
Yeah. So what is this post?
It's one of my weird things I follow. Oh. It's like, bitch, better get your money or something. Look at this. So I bought romaine yesterday. This made me think of this because I was like, what if I ate, like, how many times have I not
watched
lettuce?
Did you just buy it and it was
so rotten? Halston, I sent Halston a picture. So I opened it to start cutting it.
Yeah.
And I'm notorious for not washing my fruits and veggies and all that. Like, I just don't do it. I don't believe in it. I think it's like big pharma. Like, I just don't.
Big pharma.
Look at these leaves. Are you kidding me? Do you see all the bugs?
Wait, what?
Everywhere. Oh.
Like little aphids. But wait, where was the lettuce from?
Ralph's.
That's a lot. Did you throw it all that away?
Yeah, I took it straight out to the dumpster. I was like, no. Like they, that, and that doesn't even, look, they're everywhere. At first I was like, okay, I'll wash it. I guess it means it's fresh. And then I went to this piece and I was like, no way. I'm like battling 1,000 critters.
That's a lot. I've seen like a one or two of those in like a head of lettuce.
That was a lot.
And that's crazy because they're really inside. You like that's the little ones are the ones at the center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Like what are they?
Little aphids that live off, that eat plants.
You know how many times I've cut open, I've just started chopping romaine?
Do you know how many of those you've probably eaten in your life that you don't know?
Extra protein.
Sandra's on fire today. And the ghosts. And the ghosts. Wow, Kotz, that's a lot.
It's a lot, right?
I hate that. I hate when I buy fruit or vegetables that look so good. Because that looks like a nice, beautiful hen.
I got it and I was like, hell yeah.
Or have you ever gotten like a peach and it looks really great, or you like cut it open and it's like in the inside, you're like,
you cut it open, it's like, I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. I just ate prolon.
The peach is like, it's so cold in here. My hands are wet. Put the skin back on, please.
Put the skin.
Let me go peacefully. God damn.
My stomach hurts so bad.
Do you wash your potatoes?
Who's eating potatoes?
Like a baked potato?
Yeah.
Why? What's on it?
No, just because it's
like dirty.
It's the most dirty, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, because it's really like entrenched in the ground.
Oh, they pull it out.
Well, yeah, that's how it grows.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't really eat potato. Not that I'm like keto or anything, but like I would never recklessly buy potatoes to cook. Who's cooking potatoes?
Dom likes them.
If I'm gonna cook something, actually a baked potato does sound nice.
You should try a jacket potato. I made that yesterday. It was so good. There's a place on Ventura Boulevard called LA Spud Guys, and it's like, I want to try it, but it's making a jacket potato is so good. It's like,
wait, is that when you make the outside really, really crispy?
Really, really crispy. And then you cut it open, you do British beans, chili, cheese. It's so good.
Talk about a stomach ache. That's too much on a potato. It's way too much. Look at those.
I don't need all of that. But Greg and Amanda made baked potatoes the other night. And I forget exactly. I think she just said she put olive oil on the outside
and garlic salt.
It was so crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy crispy, like almost like a chip, just the skin part though.
Yes. So you bake it in the oven for like an hour, tinfoil wrapped, then you take the tinfoil out and then you bake it for like another 30 minutes.
My parents used to make killer baked potatoes, but they would just do olive oil and garlic salt and then cook it for like an hour. Boy, oh boy. So delicious.
Baked potatoes alone are not bad for you. It's just that people put all the stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even that high in carbs.
Really?
Not like pasta. But this is what happens.
It's so good.
Butter, cheese.
Like, look at this. That's a meal. And I like it.
Fuck your guys' prolong. Let's do this.
I feel like,
let's get this.
Sandra's in for it.
I'm here for it.
Working here is really, really not an affection, Sandra.
Oh my God, cheese now? That. What do you think would happen to Lauren's stomach if she ate that?
I don't think it would fit in there.
I wonder if she could eat that. If she ate that,
you'd have to play the how much would it cost game with her. That probably would be like at least 100 grand.
I think she'd go into shock.
Yeah.
Her body would just shut down. She'd be washing those jeans. Look at that.
This episode's either going to be the best we've ever had or the worst. I can't tell. It's kind of hilarious.
I'm taking this to the lighthouse with me.
This is your one item.
This is a pack of cigarettes and this.
This would last you a few months.
The Dirty Spud or whatever restaurant we're looking at.
Well, you know what vitamin I did take today for the first time? Maybe it's that. K2.
What is K2?
I don't know.
Let me look that up.
I was watching this guy on Instagram, this psychiatrist, who was saying that taking vitamin D every day is like the cheapest longevity pill.
This is why.
Do you think this is why?
Yeah. Regulating blood clotting. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
It's probably targeting me because of my calcium score. But anyways, he was saying that vitamin D is the cheapest longevity pill you can take. I already take vitamin D because I think I would venture to say that 90% of the population is vitamin D deficient. And he was saying if you take K2 with the vitamin D, then that's an even better. It might have been part of the study.
Like, I think it's vitamin D3 and yeah. K2 you should take together.
Yeah.
Did you take vitamin D3 today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Together.
Great.
But I don't know. Maybe it's like, maybe it's making me feel weird.
Magnesium does that for me.
It makes you feel weird? Doesn't magnesium supposed to like calm you down? Chill you out?
Yeah, it makes me too calm, I think. Where I'm like, hey guys.
No way.
I swear.
Oh, wow. Wait, oh. It's one in
you
one?
You just get one.
I don't know if I'm staying on the K2. I like listened to one guy on one 30-second Instagram post and now I'm like, K2 every day.
Oh, I'm notorious for that. I go on Amazon. I'm like, tomorrow morning by 7 a.m.?
I don't know if I like it. I don't know.
You know what the problem is? You have to be on these for like 2 weeks to feel its effects. And like, I can't grin and bear it because I'm like, oh, my toes feel off.
Well, vitamin D3 is so chilled. I mean, you don't
take that.
You don't feel it. But K2.
Take D3. I know I'm severely deficient.
I think everyone is because no one goes in the sun because you're terrified of getting sun damage exposure, you know?
Do you put sunscreen on your kids?
Every day?
I don't know. Just in general?
Only like when we're like...
Like actively like
yeah.
on the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Me too. And sometimes not.
I used to put it on them like before school and all of that. And now I'm like, they're
See,
not
now
sitting
I'm dizzy
in the sun.
Again.
Is it like vertigo?
Maybe.
I have vertigo.
What's vertigo feel like?
It just it hits feels you out like of nowhere? It's like the room is spinning and I want to throw up at the same time.
Right now?
Okay, that's going to kill me if I have that. That will literally...
It kills me. I'm like out for days if it starts.
What? How does it go away?
It doesn't go away. You just have it.
No. Sandra, I know it's like herpes, but I'm saying like, how does it stop? You're not living with vertigo. If I have vertigo, I'm going to die.
I take anti-nausea medicine.
Okay, no. I don't want to know how you deal with your side effects either. I want to know how and when it goes away.
It goes away very gradually. You'll feel better, like...
And then you'll forget you had it.
And then
you
forget you had it.
And then how often does it come back?
It comes back once a year for me.
Okay.
But then I've had it for so long, for 10 years now, that I know like when it's
what triggers
starts.
It?
Just like I can't sleep on my left side. And if I do, I have to angle my head like a certain way or else it starts up. Or if I eat, like sometimes certain foods will trigger it.
Such as?
Like very greasy foods. Then I'll start to get it. Yeah. I'm not saying...
What, vertigo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have vertigo?
I had it once. Remember, I think it was after I had Luca. Do you remember? I made you get like an MRI. I made you come with me to get an MRI.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was Lisa. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't had it since. Knock on wood. I would say most people above the age of 20 have had some sort of vertigo at some point. It happens all the time for very benign reasons. Most of the time.
I wish I used the word benign more often. I don't think I've used it all year, actually. Nothing is benign.
Dude.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Hope you enjoyed that little panic.
I love you. I feel like that's going to be a gold little nugget placed in the palm of your hand.
If you want to see what we're really like. You told us the other day, like, you guys are fun.
Don't worry about us worrying about it. That's what this episode should be called.